Preparing for any sort of exam is not easy, but with a little bit of diligence, a little bit of focus and concentration, and, of course, whatever support material that you need to be able to comprehend and quickly dissolve all the material that you are trying to break apart, studying for certification exams are worth the time and effort. And that is today's topic in this GoGo Radio show. In today's topic here at GoGo Radio, I'm going to talk about preparing for any sort of certification exam and some of the tricks and experiences that I have held myself in relationship to studying for various certification exams. As always, you can find this and many other radio shows here at gogo.com. And if you would like to find out more shows by myself, Neil Roland, you can search the boxes here, or you can also preview and look through all of the radio shows in the GoGo catalog. All right, with that, let's get started. Let's talk about preparing for any sort of certification exam. Now, myself, I am certified as a project management professional, or PMP, as well as an ITIL expert. And what I have had to do then to become that level of ITIL is not only take a foundations exam, but then, of course, you have to move up the ranks, if you will. And moving up the ranks, I, as a manager sort of way, I went through the life cycle modules, which meant I had to take 5 separate exams based on their own separate book of knowledge. And then eventually, once all those 5 were passed, I had to then take the Managing Across the Life Cycles exam. Well, what I did is I invested my time to be able to get these certifications done quickly and as economically as possible. And in the amazement of some, I was able to get it done in a really quick period of time. Most people, to bang out so many different exams and certifications, it takes a lot of time and effort. And some could take an entire year, some can take even more. I have known many of my students, in the case of PMP, who have taken 2 to 3 years just to get their certification. And that is not often because they passed, or I'm sorry, failed the first time, but it's also because they have maybe gotten cold feet. Maybe they have kept thinking to themselves, well, there's probably something more I need to know. Or there is a fear of failure, or they are, what most of the cases are, is that they are distracted by work. Because we all know life and work get in the way, and if you are serious about any form of certification, you have to know that this is an investment, that you have to get it concentrated and get it done. And I know there's a lot of criticism about certain quote-unquote boot camps, but really, what boot camps or IT training here at GoGo or anywhere else, what you are trying to do is really focus your time and energy. You may know a lot about these various different topics and the material, but still, once you get focused, you are preparing yourself both for learning it as the way it's going to be focused and arranged on the exam, but then also, of course, refreshing yourself, getting it all aligned, but then keeping yourself in focus, in line. That way, the certification is there, it's done, it's over, and then you can start applying the material. The certification, all it's doing is verifying to all of us that, yes, you have whatever designated level of knowledge is expected for that certification. And what you need to do then is get it done, because 90% of certification exams are exams of some sort. Maybe multiple choice, maybe something more extravagant. But in any case, you have to get prepared both for a testing sense, where you are able and ready and in that mindset of taking exams. And that is a skill too. It takes a good amount of discipline and experience in taking exams. I have had fantastic students in my classes who have known the material backwards and forwards and can articulate it to me in the simplest ways. put through a question or any sort of a practice exam in front of them, and they freeze up. They second guess. They start to wither. And that sometimes could be the case because they take too many exams and maybe have failures or just insecurities. But in any case, getting the material focused and just getting it out of the way and not overthinking things is really the key to success. You are not expected, in, as far as I know, almost any certification, to have it in the most back and forth and, you know, where you have to be able to take maybe an oral exam where they're throwing questions at you and you are expected to pop out the answers or be able to lead an entire program with this deep understanding. All certifications have a sense that you are expected to have a good, far, you know, more than the norm of ability and comprehension and knowledge and wisdom on these topics, whatever your certification is about. But there is always an expectation that you continue to grow, that this is maybe just the start. And a lot of the certifications are doing the wise thing by requiring you to keep your skills fresh, keeping it where you have to renew a certification, hopefully without doing it through in a formal exam, but through some sort of learning and development and continual education is very important, because they know that at least at the base with the certification, you have it understood, and then you can grow and learn from there. With that in mind, invest your time, but invest it in a short period of time. What I mean by short is, of course, relative to what you are trying to accomplish. But if it is something that is going to take way too much time out to do, or you don't have an end date, actually that's probably the most important thing, is that set a target, set a goal, commit to a date, because it's too easy to keep pushing back the dates if there is no date. Set yourself a goal, set yourself, you know what, best pick that exam date, pay for the exam, make it scheduled, so now you are financially and as well as schedulely set and now are having to work towards that end goal. And trust me, it's like that light at the end of the tunnel. Don't get over anxious. Set a plan. Work towards it. But invest your time and your energy, because this is your certification. When I went through my ITIL foundation or intermediate exams, I knew that this was my job, and I was able to not check emails, not take any distractions, because if you check a singular email, you are going to be setting yourself up for failure. Because you know, and don't kid yourself, you do one email, that turns into 12, which turns into a response, which means you have to reply, which means your work now is in your mind and not what you're trying to learn. You need to take, whether it's a 2-hour block, you tell everybody, this is your meeting, you schedule it out, you leave your laptop in another room or computer or iPhone or whatever you would use to check email. Don't even have the temptation to be able to check any email. You need to disconnect. You need to focus on your learning. If you're taking a boot camp, the beauty of those boot camps are, especially if you go elsewhere, if you travel to a set location, you are then fully immersed in what you are trying to learn, and you are going to then have the concentration to learn it. Think about those immersions where you are learning a language, that you go to a set location and you then learn the language, you speak it, trying to teach yourself, say, Italian as you are moving day to day, and maybe I'll get to it tomorrow, without any set goals or criteria, you're not going to learn it. Things are going to get pushed behind. And again, if you set your goals, you set your target, you set away all those distractions, then you are setting yourself up for success. And that is what's worked for me, and I will be more than happy to help anybody else and give them some more additional guidance in doing this, because it is very important to do and it takes discipline, but that is your job. If your job is to get that certification, then you treat it like a job and you focus on it like a job, and that is what you need to do. So Again, if you have any further questions or ideas or comments or your own experiences based on getting your certifications, whether using courses here at GoGo or anywhere in our certification universe. And I will look forward to seeing your comments here at GoGo and seeing you at future GoGo events and GoGo radio shows. And if you have any suggestions for future GoGo radio shows that you would like me to speak about, please also submit them in the boxes below. All right, well, that concludes yet another GoGo radio show found exclusively here at GoGo.com. And I look forward to seeing you here and elsewhere on the GoGo site. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.